702 Series Edition.
A brand new series for the month of April. And no, this is not an April Fool's joke. I saw the many April Fool's jokes that were happening yesterday, but it's just not the same as when we're younger. Now we see through every single brand's marketing campaign. This series is on once-in-a-lifetime experiences, and we thought as a team, why don't we cover some of the interesting things that are happening around the world? We'll find them out for you. And today, this once-in-a-lifetime experience, episode one, will be on travel. There are so many, and if you look where we are evolving with technology, our very own, but we kind of don't own him, is Elon Musk. Now, he's trying to make space travel something completely normal. And I spoke about it to Dr. Chris Smith after watching the film Ad Astra. We're at that point in the future. There's an airport on the moon. It's just absolutely normal to travel there. So joining us for this episode, Carol Nalta, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you very much. It's great being here. And I look forward to all our chats. And I wish you luck on the Powerball.
Listen, I need it, because you know what the thing is? Like, the bucket list of travel keeps getting longer and longer. And I follow quite a few travel accounts on Instagram. Just last week, I mean, I want to go to the Maldives. I want to go to Bali. Just last week, I saw, and I've been to Ghana before, but there's this Caribbean-like area in Ghana that I was like, what? I didn't know about this. Now I have to go back to Ghana. Yep. So we need a lot of money for these things.
Absolutely.
But let's start building this beautiful bucket list of experiences with travel. In terms of what you do in your business, what would you say sets you apart in terms of unique experiences from other businesses? Because there are many travel agencies around that can put packages together, but what's different with you?
So we like to do stuff that's very bespoke, and we use many of our own interests. So for instance, I love wine. You can go to lots of normal...
I actually believe you that you love wine.
You can go to lots of normal wine drinking places in France, wherever, in South Africa, and it's fabulous. But do you know that one of the best wineries in the world is in Lebanon?
Oh, wow.
And so we would take people who are interested in wine to Lebanon, and then you experience something completely different there. So it's combining things that might not normally sit together.
So in essence, if somebody comes...
is in Lebanon.
Oh, wow.
And so we would take people who are interested in wine to Lebanon, and then you experience something completely different there. So it's combining things that might not normally sit together.
So in essence, if somebody comes...
A couple of phenomenal days of music and masks and food and drink, great experience.
Okay, and what I love, I mean, we have a travel feature that we do every Friday, and we do different topics. But what I love about what we're doing in this conversation, we're really talking about experiences that are so rare that not everybody's going to get to have it in their entire lifetime. What would you say, as South Africans, I mean, are we quite good travelers when it comes to looking for interesting experiences? And I know I'm asking this as a very general question, but I think about the fact that in South Africa, you can be middle class and be like below the poverty line in Europe and the USA. But what are you seeing South Africans are yearning for? Some of these destinations that we speak about are the hip and happening right now. We know there's a lot of nomadic travel where people can go somewhere and be there for 3 months. Where are South Africans' heads at? Not just our pockets, but where are our dreams in terms of the things we want to experience?
Yeah, so in my experience, lots of South Africans still, you know, go the European route, some of the traditional places. And I would encourage South Africans...
just our pockets, but where are our dreams in terms of the things we want to experience?
Yeah, so in my experience, lots of South Africans still, you know, go the European route, some of the traditional places. And I would encourage South Africa back here. It's crazy. But I mean, it's some of the stuff that you were talking about, like the space travel. Virgin Galactic, you can sign up now. I think it's about $450,000. Put your name down.
I mean, $450,000, that's almost 9 million rand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if I do win the Powerball and I can book that, when is it? Wasn't it in like 20?
So they've got places that are coming up. So you go onto their website and you put your name down and it tells you about upcoming dates. So I've got a question for you, though, based on that.
Oh, my gosh.
If you had to choose between that or submarine travel, what would you
choose? With the recent submarine thing going up. I mean, I'm a water baby. I think I would still be keen for submarine travel because, for me, water is very healing.
Yeah.
But the idea of actually understanding how small you are by looking at the earth from outside. That is like mind-blowing. We see it in films. We have an idea of what it might look like. But I think actually being able to say I was in space, that is going to be such a rare thing. There are many people who work, what, for the Navy SEAL and all of those things that have been to the depths of the ocean. Now, I want to go to space.
I think it's a good choice.
It's something you can be like, she died going to space. Like, yo, you know, it's cool. But if they're like submarine, they're like, but didn't she read the news the last time?
And there are people who are now being buried in space as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Arranged. How are you buried?
Your ashes go get shot into space afterwards. So people are buying these packages. So even if you don't get there whilst you're alive, you can go there once you're dead.
You lie.
Uh-huh.
So wait, how do they do that? Is it like a mini rocket with different people's ashes?
I'm sure there's lots of different ways that they do it, yeah. It's different packages. So you can, you know, mix with others, go by yourself. And that's why there's lots of space debris now as well, happening more and more.
I mean, I was going to say, it sounds like there'll be some serious pollution up there at some point for our future generation, where they're like, how are we getting rid of all these ashes floating around?
You know, I read an interesting thing, and I don't have all the details, but some of the North American tribes were very upset about this because they look towards the moon for a lot of their rituals. And they were saying this is, you know, having a negative impact on many of their traditions and rituals, shooting these ashes into space. So unintended consequences.
I mean, also, what if the person's just evil? Now their ashes are just you. Okay, I want to just focus a little bit on Africa. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, because I think that our continent doesn't get as much love, I want to focus on the unique experiences one can have here. And we do acknowledge it can be pricey, but we still are going to talk about it. And then afterwards, we'll go to the rest of the world. 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702.
702 Series Edition.
It's our Series Edition for the month of April. It's the first episode. We're talking about once-in-a-lifetime travel experiences. And we are with Carol Nolte, who is the founder of CNNCO. Is it CNNCO?
CNNCO.
CNNCO. So I was right the last time. Travel. And we are talking about these amazing lifetime experiences. Give us a call. What are the travel once-in-a-lifetime experiences you would love to have or that you did get to enjoy? And maybe that experience is not even there anymore because the world has changed and evolved. 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. So we touched on our continent. And I think there are so many things that are underrated, but also so it is tricky because a lot of them operate in US dollars, which do make it quite expensive for us. As you mentioned, there aren't many direct flights. You have to go out of the country. But what are once-in-a-lifetime experiences on the continent? I mean, you mentioned the Masked Festival in Burkina Faso that you said only happens every 2 years. And I'm sure it's just completely different each and every time. What are some of the other ones? You also mentioned Ethiopia.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would encourage people, because we're not talking just normal travel, but start close to home. Just, you know, cross the border and start. It's much easier now than it was just a couple of years ago to do research. Cross the border and just start close. But if you've got a taste for a bit more adventure, Egypt, I think, is something that's very accessible to South Africa. South Africans, lots of flights, and it is unique. You know, it is phenomenal to see some of those mummies and pyramids from so long ago. And if you do a little bit of research, you can go beyond the normal tourist trap. So you can go, for instance, and look at the temple of one of the female pharaohs, female rulers, which is a bit more unusual. So it's, as you said earlier when you were in Ghana, it's not just one thing in a country.
Yes.
Scratch a little bit under the surface as well. So Egypt, I would recommend. There's a little place, it's geographically linked to South Africa, although it belongs to Yemen, called Socotra. Which is a little archipelago, a couple of islands. There's some interesting tours there. That is pricey to get to. But if you're interested in fauna and flora and some great photography, that's also something worth considering.
And I think you can't talk travel without thinking about food.
Mm.
And I think we are going to have a separate day of unique eating experiences. But while we are here, what have you found people truly look for as unique experiences when it comes to what they eat? I mean, the easiest one is where are the Michelin star restaurants, but what are the interesting things that people are inspired by food but make sure that they travel to that place for that thing? I mean, there's certain places where there are delicacies, for example, that are very, very unique, where you can drink a shot of like snake venom. I've heard about things like that. And I'm like, what? People do that because it's illegal in some countries and in others it's legal.
Yeah, so I think it's a great question. I far prefer the street food to the Michelin star restaurants.
Yes.
And just saying yes to everything. So, you know, sitting on the side of the road with some Somalia truck drivers eating roasted goat was one of the best experiences I've ever had because of the conversations around it. So I don't think it's so much about the food and the taste of it as what it leads to and how it gives you a glimpse of how the people live within that environment. It also, as a South African, makes you realize how privileged we are. You know, again, using Burkina Faso as an example, we stayed in a nunnery, and one chicken, rare eggs, it's a luxury.
Really?
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's a very poor country.
Yes.
And so it's understanding, be open to what you can experience in countries. People who travel and want what they've got back home, I mean, really, why bother? One of the worst things I've ever eaten was, I think it's called emperor egg, which was a penguin egg, which was in ash and urine, which seeps into it. That was not exactly delicious.
What? Emperor egg?
Yeah, I think it's called emperor egg. I can't remember egg, but it was called emperor egg. Yeah, and it
and
was ash
this?
And urine in China. And ash. And it was actually interesting because my friends that were with me, who Chinese, said to me, because I love cheese as well,
yes.
And I love blue cheese. And they were like, oh my word, that's so disgusting. Who eats blue cheese? And it's just a perception of, you know, what's normal and what you've grown up with.
Yes.
People who eat horse. You know, so many of us would think, oh my, well, that's terrible.
Yes.
For many people, it's a delicacy. But yeah, I won't say yes to everything. I was on a trip in North Korea and some of the people with me all wanted to eat dog. That was not something that I was keen on trying.
I mean, do they ask you which breed you want when you are?
No, I stay far away.
Is dog just a generic term? Because there are places where that is on the menu. But like, what dog is it?
I stayed far away. I didn't want any more information.
Well, if you had to choose between dog and cat, which are you going for?
Oh, no. I'm a dog person, so I'm going to have to choose cat. But it's a very difficult choice. I'm going to choose to not eat.
Yes.
It's not ideal. But yeah, they're wonderful places to go to for food. But again, I mean, our own country, if you want amazing food, it's here.
Okay, then, I mean, there are some amazing cultural festivals that happen around the world that we don't have at all. I mean, have you ever, for example, experienced Chinese New Year in China?
Yeah, absolutely. And in Hong Kong, which I think is fantastic. So Chinese New Year there is wonderful. You really, you know, get to learn a lot about the Chinese culture. It's an amazing place. I love traveling around New Year, actually, or public holidays like Halloween in the States and stuff, and getting to see what people experience locally. Music festivals, you mentioned that earlier. That's a useful thing to travel for. Burning Man was one of the first sort of big international festivals that I did, and that was really interesting.
Was this before or after people were stuck and couldn't leave, they were like muddy and they ran out of food?
This was many years ago. Maybe an interesting thing for the listeners. I read about Burning Man in the Google guys, the guys who started Google's biography.
Oh.
Because in it they write about when they were busy developing Google and they went to Burning Man. That's when they developed that little doodle thing that we all see to tell people that they were at Burning Man. So they put up a little Burning Man to tell people we've taken a few days break. And that's how it started. And I thought, God, this sounds interesting. And so went off to that.
I think that also speaks to how travel can truly inspire you, whether you're in a creative industry or not. You really come back with a new perspective on life. But I'm looking at some of the messages on our WhatsApp line. Debbie says, one of the places to visit on my bucket list was Israel. I got to visit in December 2022, 8 months before the war started. And another one said, good afternoon. Could your guest tell us about vacations for active retirees?
That's a great question as well. So, the Israeli trips, there have been some wonderful religious pilgrimages, and people do long walking tours as well in Europe. So retirees, you've got lots of money. One of the longest cruises, in fact, the longest cruise started this year and it's currently taking place.
I've been following the tea on TikTok.
274-day cruise, eh? I'm turning 50 this year and I thought, that's a thing to do. Looked at the price. Not going to happen.
Weren't the tickets like $60,000 for the full thing?
I think it was even more than that. It was a lot more than that, yeah. No, it was, it's crazy. But yeah. 274 days and you basically go everywhere. So if you're a retiree with lots of cash, how about that as an option? Otherwise, I would say look at your own interests. I mean, if you're a retiree that likes photography, then consider places where you can do that. There are people that go on bridge playing tours. So I think there's many options based on your interests.
And I think a great thing with social media is if your interests are like photography or jazz festivals, when you find like-minded people from around the world, they'll be telling you, by the way, have you had this experience? Have you gone here?
Your point, I just want to say, because I thought it was such a great point that you made in terms of travel. For me, it's very difficult to be prejudiced if you travel, because it exposes you to difference, and one sees that difference is often better, interesting, nice. It's not a bad thing being different. Different food, different places. And I was in Sarajevo as a young student, and I'll never forget, and it was just after the war there, and a woman there had knitted socks to give to my mother because her perception was that I lived in deep, darkest Africa where we couldn't afford socks. And I was like, oh my word, my perception is this woman lives in a war-torn country. So it allows you to really see the world through other people's eyes, which is a great privilege.
The last message from Robert in Houghton says, Rebkhile, we have been privileged enough to visit Iceland and the Blue Lagoon last year, but that's closed this year due to the volcanic eruption along with the aurora. We've also been privileged enough to visit the gorillas in Rwanda, Shubal storks in Uganda. We love traveling, but I get that traveling local is amazing. Mozambique, Botswana, Namibia, all very special. Agreed. I mean, I've seen images of the deserts in Namibia. So if you can't afford to go to Dubai, head over to Namibia. In closing, what would you say we should be looking for as South African travelers? Because, you know, only a person like you will have a wealth of knowledge of secret gems. What would you say we should try and look for outside of what you've already shared, which is our interests?
So I'm going to take the easy answer out, which is what you said. Look on social media. Yes. You know, the people on social media that say where they've been is really special. But I think there's increasingly lots of little islands that are, if I can say, attached to the mainland that offer some interesting spaces. So a famous one, which is, you know, people know Rapa Nui, Easter Island, with those heads on. But there are lots of little places that you can get to from mainlands getting more and more airtime. And in conclusion, I'd say if you can't afford to travel, read.
Yes.
Because you can take yourself to some amazing places. Listen to podcasts. You know, not everybody's privileged enough to have the money to travel, but read and listen to podcasts and learn from faraway places and cultures.
Where can we get in touch with CN & Co Travel?
Thank you. So our website's the easiest, which is cnandco.com. I'm Carl Nolte on social media. People can hit me up there as well. And if we don't find you here tomorrow, we know that you've won the Powerball, and we will watch out for your travel.
Listen, firstly, I'm calling you when I win the Powerball because I'm going to be booking
calling you if you win the Powerball.
My trip
Don't
to
worry.
Space, and I'll be looking to do some marine travel in the Middle East. Thank you so much for coming through.
Enjoy it all.
And just for sharing. And I love to just reiterate what you said. If you can't travel, read. There are podcasts. There are experiences that you can see on YouTube. People have the most amazing GoPros and things where you feel like you are in that position. So don't hold yourself back. And once virtual reality is here, really anything is possible. It's just after 2:30.